You're listening to Dragon Waves on the air with HKIS.
I'm Veronica Booth, your host for today. I'm the Communications and PR Manager at HKIS. Today we've got a special episode about My Freedom Day, CNN's global annual campaign to raise awareness about modern-day slavery. Since 2016, CNN has spoken to HKIS students about what freedom means to them and what action they're taking to raise awareness on how we can all take part to end modern-day slavery. After My Freedom Day last year in 2021, I took time to talk to many of the students involved and also to the student who brought My Freedom Day to HKIS in the first place, alumna Ella Herworth. We're releasing these conversations with you ahead of this year's campaign on March 16th, 2022. This episode is in three parts. First, a chat with Ella, then a conversation with high school students Yuan Tseng, Kira Zhong, Vivian Huang, and Faith Yi about their activities in the HKIS Against Human Trafficking Club, and finally an interview with three middle schoolers, Ariane Lee, Mayuka Kawase, and Tori Kim. All of these students had insightful things to say about the activities surrounding My Freedom Day and what they've learned about the issue in the process. But first, let's start with Ella Herworth. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Veronica. Thank you for having me. I'm really honored to be speaking with you.
We're very pleased that you could join us. Before we dive into My Freedom Day, why don't you give us an update? Where are you now and what are you up to?
Yeah, so I am in my third year of my undergraduate studies at King's College London. I've done a degree in international relations. I've actually been able to apply a lot of what I've learned at HKIS and a lot of what's inspired me to my studies here. My dissertation is actually on Cambodia, Cambodian history and culture. It became a fascination of mine during my time at HKIS, specifically when I took the Asian History and Action class with Mr. Kirsten. Mm-hmm. That was an incredible experience. Not only did we get to learn in depth about the history of the genocide and mass atrocity in Cambodia, but we got to actually make two trips to Cambodia on separate occasions where we were at a child rescue center and spent a couple of weeks at a time living with students there and engaging in the empowerment curriculum, which was also started by two HKIS alumni. And so I really got to witness firsthand contemporary Cambodian culture and became fascinated with the country and have since then kind of been sustained by what I learned at HKIS and applied it to my studies here. So yeah, just another anecdote as to where HKIS can take you, I suppose. The insight and the connection that I made with Cambodia, exploring the country and getting to know about its history firsthand and seeing these monuments such as the Tol Seng Museum, established that foundation for my interest in the genocide, first of all, and the legacy of the genocide in the country. It's, yeah, a difficult subject, but the dissertation can be a painful process. So I'm really glad that I was able to find something that I connected with and that meant something to me.
So going back to My Freedom Day, how did you become aware of the issue in modern day slavery? And when did you decide to do more to raise awareness about the issue?
I came to HKIS as a freshman, so in ninth grade, and I moved from Atlanta International School. And Atlanta is significant because that's the home of CNN. And my previous school, Atlanta International School, had kind of been piloting the My Freedom Day program. So I had always been aware of this campaign. And also another area of significance regarding Atlanta is that Hartsfield-Jackson is one of the busiest airports in the world. And it's also a hub for human trafficking. So I was aware that my hometown, where I'd grown up in this bubble, was also a home to a lot of criminal activity. And so this is something that kind of festered in my brain and I hadn't really addressed it face on. But when I came to HKIS in ninth grade, I took the Humanities in Action course that was started by Dr. Schmidt and I was taught by Mrs. Talbot. And that course, like a lot of the other courses I took at HKIS, really encourages you to look at issues not only by reading, you know, textbooks and watching movies, but also considering the practical implications of a lot of these pressing issues and taking action, which was the whole purpose of the course. So not just considering them, but also coming up with plans and solutions to a lot of the urgent issues that we face. So one of the projects in Humanities in Action was to choose a social cause that we felt strongly about. And I kind of thought back to my knowledge of human trafficking and its prevalence in Atlanta, and wanted to explore how prevalent it was in Asia and in Hong Kong particularly. And I came to realize that it's incredibly prevalent in Asia and in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is also a hub of human trafficking. So that's something that my groupmates and I wanted to tackle and explore and raise awareness about. I believe we ended up making a series of art projects to raise awareness about it. And I think we launched a semi kind of informal campaign, a mock campaign, as to how we could raise awareness among our peers. So that was in ninth grade, and that's when I kind of grew an interest for the issue and for specifically raising awareness about the issue. And then in 11th grade is when I launched my Freedom Day here at HKIS. It was something that I had known my friends in Atlanta were participating in. I knew that CNN was hoping to expand it to Asia. So I jumped on the opportunity, and with the help of a lot of interested students, specifically Sophia Singer, who ended up being a co-founder of HKIS Against Human Trafficking. It was a small group of us at first, but we were really enthusiastic about the cause and wanted to spread the word about the campaign to our peers. So I gave an assembly speech to my fellow students in the community gathering, and slowly but surely we started generating interest and momentum in the issue itself, and also the campaign and the activities that we were bringing to HKIS.
You set up HKIS Against Human Trafficking as a club, right?
Yeah, so HKIS Against Human Trafficking was actually set up after my Freedom Day. So I had kind of recognized that we had established a base of interest, and there were a lot of students who cared about the issue. And I thought to myself that it was a bit odd that there wasn't a club for this to sustain the momentum and the interest that we had generated through the campaign. So along with Sophia Singer, who was, I believe she was a freshman at the time, we decided to apply for a club, and they were enthusiastic about the idea. So through that club, we were able to make My Freedom Day not just one day, but kind of something that students could engage with throughout the year to learn about the issue and raise awareness about the issue.
So as a sophomore, you arranged for CNN to come onto campus. And I think you were in the library, weren't you?
Yeah, the bulk of our activities took place in the library. And it was a group of students and I, again, I think it was about five students to begin with, who ended up being the bulk of our club that we established, who were putting up signs and running around the school and drawing people in to come engage in the activities that we had set up. So it was really the fruits of all of our labor. But it was, I think the way it started off was I put a message out to the community that this was happening. This was what it was about. I wanted people who were interested and passionate and enthusiastic and who wanted to learn about the issue as well. I don't think any of us were experts about it. We were just people who had a vague interest and cared about it and wanted to learn more about it and raise awareness about it. So we came together and we had many meetings leading up to the actual day. I think the first My Freedom Day was March 14th or 15th. So we were meeting, I think, as early as November. That included meetings with senior executives from CNN who would come in and field ideas from us. So HKIS students were really involved in the very early stages of the brainstorming that went into creating the project. And the CNN executives were trying to get an idea of what we thought it would look like at HKIS. So HKIS was really, really essential to creating My Freedom Day 2016. And also I had the privilege of being on calls with students from across the world. It was really special to be coming together in different time zones and different locations and working towards something so important and coming up with ideas as to how our activities and engagement and awareness raising would complement each other and just drawing inspiration from each other. And then, like you said, I think the bulk of the activities on the day were in the library. And then in the evening, we hosted a panel discussion with a few experts. There was Archana Koteka, who is a human rights legal expert. Matt Frieden was there as well from the Mekong Club. And then we had an executive from CNN and myself and a student from German-Swiss International School hosted the panel discussion. And I think that was one of the events that stood out to me because there was an incredible turnout. I was really happy and pleased to see that students and parents as well, who I had never come across, and teachers were all there to support the cause and to learn more. So that was really, really touching to see. And I think it was probably one of the more impactful events because it was awareness raising, but it was also fostering a dialogue about a really tough issue and getting different perspectives on it from people in all different fields. And also there's important symbolism that it was three high school students chairing the panel event. You know, that's something that usually experts might do, but it was really nice that we were able to ask the questions that were on our minds and lead that conversation because, you know, as cheesy as it might sound, we are the next generation, and it's really important that we are engaging in these advocacy efforts because we're going to be the leaders of tomorrow. So we need to be getting stuck into these tough issues and trying to think of how we can tackle them.
About this event, what sort of impact did it have on you in the short term and in the medium to longer term?
Yeah, I mean, in so many different ways that I can't even probably recognize. But I think, first of all, working on something on a student-run campaign makes you develop a lot of skills in communication and leadership. And as a relatively new student to HKIS, standing up in front of my peers in an assembly to talk about an issue that we hadn't really talked about it as a school was something that...
So here we are, you know, 5-6 years past the initial days of My Freedom Day. What is it like to you to hear that it's still going strong at HKIS?
It's really emotional, actually, because, you know, HKIS is such an important place to me. Hong Kong is such an important place to me. And to think that I've been able to make any impact or leave any legacy on the community is really, really touching to me. So I'm very, very pleased to hear that it's created a ripple in the community and that students are continually interested and engaged in the issue. And I'm proud of the students who took over My Freedom Day, the middle school students at the time. And I am really thrilled to hear that that same group has grown with it and have taken it throughout their high school career. I think that's an incredible opportunity for developing the campaign and for their own growth. So I'm really, really happy to hear that it's still going strong. And I appreciate you sharing the updates with me.
Thanks for joining us today. Do you have any final comments, or you want to sort of end it on that note?
Yeah, I mean, thank you so much for thinking of me and for chatting with me. And I just want to say thank you to the students who are still going strong with My Freedom Day. And that's about it. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Ella.
And now our conversation with high school students about My Freedom Day 2021.
I'd like to welcome high school students Faith Yi, Yuan Tseng, Lillian Huang, and Kiara Zhong. Hi, everyone.
Hi. Hi.
Great. Can we please introduce yourselves?
I'm Jen, and I'm the head of outreach in this club, HKIS Against Human Trafficking.
My name's Kiara. I'm the treasurer for HKIS Against Human Trafficking.
Hi, I'm Vivian. I got involved with My Freedom Day through the Against Human Trafficking Club here in HKIS.
Hi guys, I'm Faith, and this is my second year being involved in My Freedom Day.
Thanks so much for joining us. Let's talk a bit about the club and the topic in general. There are lots of ways to get involved in the high school. What drew you to the topic of modern day slavery?
So for me, I've worked with this issue of human trafficking since like sixth grade. And I'm really just interested in humans and how we interact with each other. And for me, it's just like really upsetting to see that there are women and children in the world who don't get the same treatment as other people.
For me, it all started when I started a secondhand clothing shop. From there, I kind of learned about the issues of fast fashion and how that impacts the environment and also the exploitation of workers. And I realized that there's a lot of modern day slavery that goes on within the fashion industry that a lot of people aren't aware about. And so in my sophomore year, I joined the HKIS Against Human Trafficking Club, and it's led to so many opportunities to work with survivors of human trafficking and help raise money for them and help in any way that I possibly can.
And for me, I got involved throughout like the Against Human Trafficking Club and here in HIS, and also the social media drew me to this topic too. So like I learned the importance of this topic because modern day slavery is all around us. For example, like the clothing we wear, like the food we eat, like people work in factory. And I realized that like this is a huge problem and we should take action.
What drew me to the topic of modern day slavery was last year in eighth grade, I did a class called Changemakers, and I had to do a lot of research about the issue of human trafficking, and I became more passionate about it, and I also learned about how hidden it was, and how there's so much that we could do, but because of the lack of like social media coverage on it, it's really hidden, and there's a lot that we could do.
It sounds like it's been a real combination of, you know, stuff that came up in class, through the different courses that you've taken and also your own personal interests. Do you want to talk, Kara, a bit about how you address the issue and raise awareness among your classmates throughout the year?
So we actually work with Eden Ministries and Restore, and so they have like merchandise that they give to us, and we sell through Pumpkin Festival and like World's Fair and like school events like whenever we can.
Yeah, this year, because we weren't able to do it at the Pumpkin Fair, or in this case, we weren't able to set up an in-person shop, we were able to move it virtually by collaborating with my secondhand shop, and I found that that was a great way to use something that I already had to try and make change. And all the stuff that we sell is made by survivors of human trafficking, and all the proceeds go directly back to the organizations who help rescue victims of human trafficking. And so I found that that's a really great way to get involved, even if people don't want to directly volunteer at Promise Homes or be a part of the club. They can still help the issue by donating or buying stuff.
Yeah, and for me personally, I learned a lot more about this issue and had experience in volunteering. Is like our club also works with Sons and Daughters, where they help those caught in sexual exploitation to reclaim like a life, like normal life. And throughout this experience, we learned a lot, and there were also Zoom sessions and fundraising events, which has taught us all a lot about the modern-day slavery.
I think HIS Against Human Trafficking really opened me to a lot of service opportunities. There's only so much that we can learn from reading and through research, but when you actually get to work with people and you get to really be like on the floor and like getting your hands dirty, you really learn a lot more.
That connection piece is so important, right? It really sort of brings the issue to life. Yeah. How many students are you reaching through your work?
For HIS Against Human Trafficking, the club itself has anywhere from 20 to maybe 40 members at the school. But by expanding and kind of reaching our awareness out with the merchandise that we've been selling, we've been able to reach more than 100 students. And I think it's so great to raise awareness about these things because, as Faith mentioned earlier, it's not that talked about, and
And everyone needs to know more about the topic to actually help.
Yeah, so I think that we've raised a lot of awareness. Like, we've done so many events and gotten our club members to be more, like, active, and we give them volunteer opportunities.
It's a process, for sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk a bit about My Freedom Day itself. And this year in particular, there are sort of two major parts of My Freedom Day this year, right? There was this panel discussion and then the on-campus activities. So let's talk about the panel discussion first.
So we got our club members and leaders to participate in the panel discussion, and it was through Zoom, and we had Matt Friedman and as a guest speaker, as well as other like experts who work in this industry and know a lot about it. And we would kind of talk through some main issues, and they would also like provide some insights for us, and we could like ask questions in the chat.
And how many other students were involved, and where did it come?
So it was all over Asia. There was people from Korea, Japan, from other schools in Hong Kong.
About 60 people, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it was different from previous years, right? Because previously, when we interacted with CNN, they came and they interviewed us and they talked to us, so we did a Zoom call one-on-one with them. And this was the first year that we sort of worked directly with other students from other schools, right? That we were all in this discussion together. And you could hear the different perspectives and students across Asia. What was that like for you to sort of sit there and see this sort of larger community of people across the region focused on Asia?
I thought it was really interesting to see other kids also be like so passionate about this cause. It's really inspiring. It's a really cool chance to see a lot of other people from other schools just learn about the issue as well, because I always had this worry that like it's not hitting enough people, the issue of human trafficking. So it's really inspiring to see all that.
Yeah, same with me, because during that Zoom call, you could see like kids from, like, as Yuan said, like a lot of different places in Asia. And it just sees how many people are involved and are like dedicating their time to like change, like they wish to learn more and also take action.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes when you're raising awareness about issues like this, it kind of feels like you're just shouting into the void. So it was really great to see other students who are actively participating and who really, really care about this issue. And also on top of the Asia call, I know that they had another segment in the US where they also filmed with a bunch of students. And so it was great to know that there were people out there who really, really care about this issue just like we do.
So what was the main difference for you between last year and this year's experience with CNN?
So last year, it was also online due to COVID. But last year, it was just HKIS kids. It was me with four other students talking to Krista Lusta about the issue of human trafficking. Also, we also had a different question compared to this year's. This year we focused a lot on like the fishing industry, but last year we had to answer the question, what does freedom mean to you?
Kiara and Faith, you were both asked questions. What were the questions you asked and what was the response you gave?
I asked a question because Matt was talking about how companies really do hide their issues in modern day slavery. And I was asking, how do we see those patterns if companies hide it so well? We really need to just look deeper and how we need to really do a lot of research on the company itself.
Yeah, my question was mainly about the clothing side of, we talked about two issues, and one of the issues was the fishing industry and the other was the silk industry. And I asked about how laborers in the clothing industry and how they were, like how they're exploited and how we can like change that. Both of the experts that we talked to had little bit to say about that, and it was mostly talking about their experience with people on the ground and how they were able to help.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about the CNN Zoom panel discussion before we move on to the on-campus?
I just had a comment. So I think we like obviously we were looking through the chat and there was a lot of like questions that everyone asked, like, and it was gaining insight even though like not every question was answered. It was getting into just knowing that people thought about this and like want to know more. And I think that's very rewarding.
Ron, I believe you were coordinating with Susan Chetty and Philip Kawase. So Kiara, as treasurer, you were as well? Or was everybody working together?
Suman, Hiroko, and I, and Kiara, and a couple other leaders. And so we painted the rock first for, like, we painted it red. And we wrote, like, what does freedom mean to you? And then the next day, like the day of CNN My Freedom Day, we got students to write down on the rock like what freedom means to them.
Yeah, on the day of CNN My Freedom Day, we also did kind of a pop-up at the island where we invited kids over and we kind of talked to them about what the products were, who they were made by, how all the proceeds go back to these organizations. And we're planning to do some more in the future. I believe we also have a page on World's Fair.
We got like everyone to sign the pledges, and we like made a video that Ms. Booth edited. Oh yeah, we also had an IG takeover for HKIS. Yeah.
So what was it like having the keys to the HKIS Instagram account?
Very cool.
Doesn't happen too often, huh? No, it was the first time we did a student takeover of our Instagram. What did you focus on in this story?
Like we were documenting when people were like signing pledges and we were selling merchandise.
Yeah. Any further thoughts you'd like to share about My Freedom Day?
I think it was overall a good experience from like on the leader side and for our members. I think everyone appreciated the opportunity of speaking about this issue to like experts. And yeah, I think I'm really excited for next year.
Same.
And now, a conversation with middle school students about My Freedom Day 2021.
With us now are middle school students Ariane Lee in grade 8,
and Mayuko Kawase and Tori Kim, both in grade 6. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so let's just have a little chat about the My Freedom Day experience this year. And let's start with you, Ariane. How long have you been part of My Freedom Day? Is this the first year that you took part?
No, I have been part of this event since last year. And my first experience with it was with Mr. Ladner, and I took a change makers elective. So I got to partake in this experience last year as well.
And why do you like to participate? Why did you participate 2 years in a row?
I like to participate because even though it just may be a small contribution to ultimately ending this prevalent issue of modern day slavery, I feel like it was very important for students to get educated of this issue. And so I wanted to help spread that message.
Do you notice a difference between last year and this year in like the amount of students that are involved or how they talk about the issue?
Yeah, so I was quite surprised about the amount of students who actually recorded the Flipgrid when we sent it out in Schoology announcements. So I'm very grateful for all of the students who partook in this event because it helped us to contribute to stopping modern day slavery, even if it's just a little effort. And I think definitely there is a change in the perspective of students of this issue.
Do you mind describing the whole activity of the Flipgrid a little bit for the listeners so they can understand what that project was?
Okay, so CNN asked us to record ourselves in photo booth or in like a recording app and just sign the pledge they've provided and put it to the video and then back so that it looks like we are exchanging the pledges when we compile it to a video. So I think they wanted to make use of this COVID situation to take advantage of it and connect students from around the globe with that pledge video activity.
And what did the pledge say?
The pledge said, "I am aware of this modern day slavery issue, and I will dedicate myself to ending this prevalent issue," something like that.
How many videos did you get in the end? Do you remember?
I think maybe like 60, 50, about that much.
That's a lot of participation from the middle school. And then last year, what were the actual activities you did last year?
So last year was a bit different. We had a designing activity where we had to represent freedom through design. So I think last year I drew a broken chain to symbolize preventing modern day slavery from happening. And also we recorded what freedom meant to us individually, because freedom might mean a lot of different things to each individuals. So we also compiled those videos and uploaded to the CNN TikTok, I believe.
I believe you also wrote a piece for Young Post last year.
Yeah,
what was that experience like?
It was a very great experience because I got to research more about modern day slavery and also describe HKIS's participation in the CNN event. And I partnered up with a student in the middle school and we wrote an essay about modern day slavery and HKIS's participation in the CNN event and how it raised awareness of modern day slavery. It was great to see my name in SCMP because I felt like I made a small contribution in educating the public about the reality of modern day slavery and how we can move on with the problem to branch out and think of some solutions to end this issue. So we also wrote about the multiple solutions we can have, even though it might be small steps towards ending modern day slavery. For example, not purchasing unethical products and acting sustainably.
And Mayuko and Tori, so you're in grade 6. Did you know anything about this issue? Did you talk about it at all in upper primary, or was it sort of new to you when you came to middle school?
How I realized and participated about this event is actually from my older sister. So like she's done a lot of like modern day slavery and like done a lot of CNN stuff. And like I hear her frequently talking about like modern day slavery, and that's how I got into it.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, she's been participating for a number of years now. Great. And how about you, Tori?
I feel like in the upper primary, we might have touched on the subject of modern day slavery a couple of times, but I feel like there wasn't as much publicity with it. So I feel like it's like really great that we're getting educated in middle school more about it.
What drew you to the campaign this year, Tori?
Well, I've recently been reading like a lot of articles and books and watching some videos that have focused on like the lives of modern day slaves. And I wanted to help try to make like a change, no matter how small, into like stopping that from happening.
Can you talk a bit about what you did to prepare the middle school students for the day and how you raised awareness in the days leading up to the campaign?
So me and Mayuko made like an infographic, which we shared with the middle school. And we also made a video about it, which was shared on Schoology.
I think we're all members of the SLT, the student leadership team. And we had like a committee where we worked on this event. So I compiled all the clips that the SLT members made in addressing this issue. And we uploaded the instructions to uploading the Flipgrid on Schoology so that the students could submit their videos. The students viewed it together in PCG. And I think Mr. Krems asked all the teachers to show the video during PCG so that the students can submit their own videos at their own time. And so that's how it worked.
And so all middle school students would have seen those videos. Mayuko and Tori, just to talk a bit about the infographic, when you were doing your research and putting that together, what did you learn and what sort of jumped out at you with regards to this topic?
So when me and Tori were designing this infographic, our SS and LA teacher actually recommended us some websites that we should research about. And I was looking at this one website, and one thing that I learned from it is that there were many different types of modern day slavery, because I think that many people, when they hear the phrase modern day slavery, they might just think of like slavery overall, or maybe kidnapping. But I think with like research and like in our infographic, we learned that there are like very different type of varieties, and that there's a really big difference between modern day slavery and like just slavery.
Another fact that I kind of noted was that there's like a lot of profit coming off of slavery, and I think that's a really big part of the issue, because when people are looking for cheap or even free labor for lots of profit, it's like really easy for them to just resort to slavery, which is why the pledge is really important. And we need to raise awareness more about how people should buy goods from people that are paying above the minimum wage and not using slavery. I think like since this is my first year actually participating in my Freedom Day, it was like a really eye-opening experience for me, because I feel like in the past years, we haven't been educated that much about it.
I agree with Tori. Raising awareness is a really important part of helping and recognizing modern day slavery. But
well, listen, do you have any final reflections or thoughts that you'd like to share with us before we wrap up for today?
I feel like the concept of freedom is associated with modern day slavery. And because the community of HKIS is made up of relatively privileged and lucky people, we might take freedom for granted. And for some parts of the world and for some people around the world, freedom may not be a thing that they're just born with. And so I think it's important to consider what freedom really means and appreciate freedom.
Thank you so much for sharing your insight and your experience with us today. You've provided some really thoughtful answers, and it's clear that you really care about this issue and you've spent a lot of time thinking about it. Thank you so much for bringing it to the middle school community.
Dragon Waves, On the Air with HKIS, is produced by the Advancement and Marketing Office and its podcast production crew. Special thanks to Yuan Tseng, Kiara Jung, Faith Yi, Vivian Huang, Ariane Lee, Mayuko Kawase, Tori Kim, and Ella Herworth, our guests for today. Thanks to Wei-Lin Chong, Class of 2020, for recording our intro, and Laura Lawrenson and Danielle Solan, our lower primary music teachers, for creating our theme song. Until next time.